Let's drive to Joshua Tree. It's a census designated place. The population is 9,800, 2,700 feet above sea level, located in the high desert. Center of Business District is on Route 62, east of Yucca Valley and west of 29 Palms. It's off the Interstate 10, and then you hit Route 62. It has two distinct desert ecosystems, the Mojave and the Colorado, and they come together in the Joshua Tree National Park that is in Joshua Tree City. It contains various plants and animals that have to face strong winds and torrential rain, but they also have expansive night skies, great cultural history, and geological features in the park. Bordered to the north by 29 Palms Marine Corps Base, partially on the east by the city of 29 Palms and Copper Mountain, and on the south by the National Joshua Tree National Park. In the southwest is the town of Yucca Valley, and the northwest is Homestead Valley Community. 76 miles east of San Bernardino, 32 miles northeast of Palm Springs. Their mission statement is to encourage and promote plans for future healthy development of their village and business community while still protecting the environment and being eco-friendly. So they encourage ecotourism. The demographics. So the average household income in Joshua Tree is $55,000 a year, with a poverty rate of 26%. That's very high. A median rent is $896, median house is $150, the average age is 40, and the demographic is 72% white, 19% Hispanic, Asian 1%, African American 1%, and other. The majority have had high school, graduated from high school, some college 36%, and 26% earned degrees. The average yearly earnings, however, is $29,000. So this became a national monument in 1936, and the local and regional residents were primary park visitors. As Southern California grew, so did the park. Expanded automobile traffic found its way to the area. Weekend Californians came to the desert to enjoy the clean, clear air, but also to confiscate various species of cactus. When they found out about it, they stopped this. And Franklin D. Roosevelt protected the area by proclaiming it a national monument in 1936. After the California Desert Protection Act occurred, the Joshua Tree National Monument gained status and grew, you ready for this, to 106,000 acres. Wow. Yeah. It sees more than 18 million people, and it's next door neighbor to, of course, LA. 75% of its land is designated wilderness. Its motto, 800,000 acres of mystical beauty, Joshua Tree National Park is undoubtedly one of the world's most incredible natural desert treasures. Father God, we pray for their air pollution that they now have there. We pray for the wind and the heavy rains, but we also thank you for the wildflowers that bloom there every year and bring people from all over. We pray, God, that all of this will be protected, that the city and the county will look for ways to work through this and to be proactive in case the wind or the rains affect the land around them. We pray for the school district, Morongo Unified School District, again praying for parents and families and children and administration and teachers to stand up against the teaching of CRT, the woke culture, and the LGBTQ. We pray for students to rise up and honor the National Day of Prayer and Day Around the Pole, where they recognize Jesus, and that they actually pray on campus. A crime occurs every 21 hours. The overall crime grade is D, violent crime C+, property crime D-, other crime D-. Their top issues are drugs, 13%, which is pretty high. Then follows vandalism, burglary, and theft. So God, we pray that people would come to know Jesus and the crime would decrease. We pray that people would find something other than drugs to give them life and hope and or deal with their pain. We pray for healing, miraculous healing. At present, God, the as we said earlier, the poverty rate is 22%. So we pray that people will be able to find jobs, that they would increase jobs in that area and the economy would grow. And people would want to do that. They would want to have a job and find peace in that and joy. We pray for the 62 COVID cases as of today, that they would recover from them. We pray for the Joshua Tree National Park, that nothing bad would happen there and that they would get creative in talking about the things of creation, that people as they were there would just be in awe of what you've done. We pray for the churches in the area, the Faith Lutheran, the First Baptist, Lighthouse Christian Center, Skyview Chapel, Church of God, St. Christopher of the Desert, the Church on the Hill, and the New Testament Baptist Church. We pray that pastors would connect and pray together, encourage and build unity, that their congregations would pray together, that intercessors would arise to claim this area for Jesus, that recovery groups would spring up and help those dealing with addictions. We pray for they would be delivered from strongholds, that there would be such a move of the Lord in the churches and by the Holy Spirit that the lost would come to know you, that there would be an awakening to those that do know you but aren't doing anything. We pray for a baptism of fire that would bring transformation and reformation in the city and national park. In Jesus' name.